Hey, this is a special edition, special telethon edition of the Cleveland IMC Radio Hour. This is Patrick, and once again, this is our once-a-year effort to raise the needed funds to keep making WREW one of the best college and college-slash-community stations around. If you care about independent, local, grassroots news radio and know what this show is all about, then we need you to call in now. Area code 216-368-2208. And if you're not familiar with our show, stay tuned and see what we're all about. We have a number of great premiums, so thank you for your support. You can call in Gary and Tony. They're standing by on the phones, and they'd be happy to answer your questions about any of the wonderful premiums we have available on our telethon edition of the show. So over to Ian, and he's going to tell us what we have lined up for this special edition show.
Thank you, Patrick. Today we've got an interview with Megan from the Cleveland Rape Crisis Center. We've got an interview with Ambassador Wat Gluvarius, who's been in and out of the Middle East through the Foreign Service. And as an ambassador, we asked him about the U.S., how the U.S. perceives the Arab world. Of course, as always, we've got our announcements, and we've got some global and local indie media news.
That's right. And once again, this is a telethon edition of the show. I'm going to talk a little bit about what this is all about, why we do telethon. Basically, we do a telethon because a lot of some of our funding comes from Case Western Reserve here at the WRW. But unfortunately, a lot of the needed funds come from listener support, and that's why we do telethon every year. Our goal this year is to reach the $50,000 mark, and that way we can do all the things we need to do to keep this station up and running. This is a really unique station here, WRW, one of the only college stations that I can think of that serve both the college and the community here in Cleveland, and especially at 15,000 watts. And that 15,000 watt wattage upgrade came directly from previous telethon goals. We also want to update our mixing board here in the studio. The one we got now is about 30 years old. And specifically for shows like this, Cleveland IMC Radio, a public affairs show, we got things like this Telo system that helps us with our phones so we can do the interviews that we do on our show, and also make sure we can keep replacing our CD players. Once again, this station runs 24/7, if you're not aware. And so we put a lot of wear and tear on these CD players. I imagine you don't play your CD players at home 24 hours a day, and if you did, you'd probably have to replace them pretty soon. So I'm sure you understand that we need to update, keep this equipment going, so we can provide you with the best kind of programming around. Also, another asset we have at our station here, we do the Studio A Rama once a year out in the courtyard outside of the Mather Memorial Building here on the Case campus where we broadcast from. And also coming up this spring, we do Hessler Street Fair. We broadcast every year from a little street festival on the campus of Case Western, a nice little community where they broadcast some live bands and also have tons of vendors and great stuff there. And also, also want to point out that Indie Media, the group that me and Ian are a part of, little collective outlet, is also totally volunteer and nonprofit, and we couldn't do what we do here at WRW. We couldn't do what we do as an added feature, taking our news from our open publishing website and putting it on the air, if it weren't for WRW and the support from our listeners. So definitely call in 368-2208 and pledge your support for local independent grassroots media, and especially the eclectic music that you're familiar with here at WREW. Right now, I'm going to talk about some of the premiums that we have available if you want to call in and pledge your support for our station. We have some WREW logo premiums. These are basically special items that we have available that have a WRW logo on it. So when you go out on the town, you can cruise in style with your... we have a silkscreen t-shirt,
and a special interest. We have a pint glass, nice glass, you can put your favorite beverage in, and it's available. We will thank you with a donation of $25 or more for one of those pint glasses. And if you give a donation of $90 or more, we'll thank you with four of those glasses. So those are pretty sweet pint glasses with a WRW logo. And also, as a special treat here on the Cleveland IMC Radio Hour, me and Ian are whipping up some custom t-shirts with some Indie Media logos on them. And those are available to anyone who donates above the $25 level. If you want to get any of the other premiums, such as a CD or some of the WRW gear, we'll throw in a t-shirt for any donation over $25.
And those t-shirts are not just any t-shirt, Patrick. Can I tell them about the t-shirts?
Definitely. Go right ahead.
Those t-shirts were not made in sweatshop conditions with unfair labor practices. They were not made under the threat of violence. People who tried to organize at these stores, their heads were not brought down on the banana poles. These are fair trade t-shirts from the West Coast, American union-made t-shirts made under good conditions. And the quality, if you put these things up against your cheek or anything, or they feel them with your hand, they're so smooth. It's a special blend of materials, and it's a high grade of cotton. And we got them from American Apparel out on the West Coast, and we silkscreened them by hand with some fantastic indie logos on them. And they're yours with any donation over $25 on top of the normal WRUW premiums.
That's sweet. Okay, well, we're going to get back to the show. We don't want to interrupt our regular broadcasting too much. So I got an interview here that I did with Megan from the Cleveland Rape Crisis Center, and I'm going to play that so you can get an idea of what we do on this show the other 51.